9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. The sun rises here. Happy New Year to you if you are only just awakening yourself to the new year. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, and I'm happy that you're here. And today would be the first edition of Confessions Thursday and also our first edition on the Lords of Logic for the year 2024. Remember, he who's not busy living is busy dying, and the question is, are you alive? I think that's a fundamental question you'd have to ask yourself. Are you alive? And can you say with a certain level of certitude that you are living? And if you can't quite answer the question, well, I would ask you to start thinking about it, because hey, you could be wasting time not living, that you are actually, even without intent, dying. All right, and today on the Lords of Logic, I think we should revisit some of the very interesting conversations we've had last year on the Lords of Logic. So I'm submitting all of that to you, and you can speak on any topic we had any time last year on the show. Next week on the Lords of Logic, we begin Mr. Green's book on the 48 Laws of Power. I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm anticipating how we're going to be able to interpret, dissect, interrogate, comprehend, evaluate, moderate, articulate many of his philosophies. And we intend to, where necessary, one topic per time or two topics per time. But it's the Lords of Logic, so I don't know if we can actually squeeze in two topics on any given day on the Lords of Logic. But I'm going to have to decide that. Yeah, but we start off the 48 Laws of Power next week on Nigeria Info's The Lords of Logic. Yeah, you're excited about that. So am I. Then, of course, yes, Confessions Thursday, when you call in, you don't say your name. You don't say your name because it allows you to speak on some of your lessons, your horrors, maybe your the things you found horrific, your pain, your shame, your regret. Yeah, let's talk on Confessions Thursday. I'm off on a break, by the way. When we return, Confessions begins. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 2024.
It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
You know, sometimes I wonder whether you would confess to the fact that you may have lost love. Many of you appear not to, I don't know, believe in love these days, but it just out of curiosity, I wonder, given that it's Confessions Thursday, I mean, you may have lost other things, but just specifically speaking, so it's Confessions Thursday, welcome, we're 99.3, this is Nigeria Info, you just heard Jealous by Labyrinth. People say it's a sad song, I don't think it is, well, because I don't feel sad, but yeah. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. When you call in, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday, our first edition in the year 2024.
Where are the Lords?
Sorry about that, no.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
I call it confessions, you call it gist, and I don't know why, but yeah, maybe you're right. When you're calling, you don't say your name. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The good, the bad, the crazy, the unheard of, the weird, the paranormal, the out-of-body experiences, the pain, the shame. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Let's get to it. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, Joyce. Joyce, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm with you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Joyce, if you could remember, there was a time I called you I think it was last year. Josh, I told you something that my wife, I discovered it was a little bit late that she don't know how to read and write. Do you remember?
Vaguely. I think I do. But vaguely, yeah.
So, Joyce, and you advised me. You said there's many things I can do. I can go to YouTube. I can teach her how to read and write.
Okay.
Joyce, it's been 3 years now. This thing is giving me concern.
Oh.
It's giving me concern. See, let me tell you, Joyce, I'm one of the happiest person on earth. You know why?
Why?
The kind of life I live before I got married. I womanized. See, my head was not even at home. So if somebody tell me that I could today be a father and also be a husband, I wouldn't have believed it.
Okay.
I didn't know, maybe that's why God gave me someone that doesn't know how to read and write.
Maybe.
But the thing is that it's giving me concern.
What kind of concern is it? I mean, why are you concerned? And what kind of concern is it?
Joyce, you know, because of uncertainties in life.
But is she good at other areas? So she may not be capable.
Joyce,
okay.
Joyce, I've never, ever met. See, when I was growing up, when I was single, I lived a very rough life. I womanized. I club. See, those days, I find it difficult to get along with people, even women, because of my lifestyle. But she's the one that she changed a lot of things. Now we have two kids.
Okay.
I don't have problem at my house now.
Mm-hmm.
No need. Like, I keep my phone. I don't password my phone. And we just live as normal. No suspicious.
Mm.
No issues. Because sometimes I used to believe that since she don't know how to read and write, there's no need of locking my phone. But earlier this year, sometimes I would be with her, I would just be thinking a lot of negative thoughts inside my mind.
Oh,
what if something happens tomorrow?
Yeah, but you can control that. You can actually stand outside of your thoughts and evaluate your thoughts. Like, your thought is a foreign body featuring in your brain. So you can regulate that. Like, you can switch your thinking from good to bad. So that's easy. The question is, if you are afraid, then you have to do something about your fear. So let's say you're afraid that something could happen. What could happen? You want to be president tomorrow?
Joyce, I don't know.
The gods may not allow you to be president, so you have to accept fate. Look, is she good at other areas? She's not a useless human. So she may not be able to read and write.
Very, very good. Right. Very, very good. Very, very good.
So if she's good at other areas, good for you. And by the way, think about it. You want someone who can read and write. For what purpose exactly? Well, one, it may be because they compliment you. Two, it may be for your ego. Three, it may be, I don't know what the third one is. But there are a series of reasons why you may want someone who reads and writes. But remember, if you had someone who reads or who's capable of reading and writing, you may not even have a smooth relationship, particularly if you are a not sound individual. Do you get my point? If you're not
you're
a sound
right.
human being, you would get into conflict with someone who's capable to properly comprehend, articulate, and write. First of all,
yeah.
In the world today, if you can speak, you can read, you can write, and you're very critical, you're dangerous. So imagine if you were that kind of guy who may mess up here, take advantage there, manipulate your wife over here, disregard her or disrespect her somewhere there, and you're married to a woman who can read, write, and speak. Oh, hell is cold. So
yeah,
think about
right.
it. She's not useless. What other areas is she good at? Count your blessings. And if she can't learn because of a lack of interest, well, that's what you have. Be grateful for it. Then you be a good reader and writer. So you can write for the family. How about that? Then raise your kids to read and write. It's not
bad. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, you're one of the best. See, You just gave me. Will I call it encouragement?
Well, but it's the truth, you know.
It just uplifted my thinking. It just uplifted my thinking right now. But the truth is that I'm just sharing this because sometimes it gives me concern. You get the point?
Yeah, I totally do. I totally do.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just be staring at. You know, I'll just be like having a pity. You get the point?
Yeah.
Having a pity, as in. I don't know how to convey this message.
You're clear. The question is, do you love her? Does she love you? Is she good to you? Are you good to her? Are you at peace?
Very, very.
Guy.
Very, very.
Don't mess it up. You go and read and write. You know that maybe you're the guy who doesn't read and write. I mean, you can, but you don't. So there's a billboard that used to be at the... years ago, if you're driving into VI from the CMS area, there used to be a billboard at the Bonny Camp area, the military cantonment. And the billboard read, "The man who doesn't read and write is not better than the man who can't read and write." Do you understand that?
Okay.
The man who doesn't read and write is not better than the man who can't read and write. So you may be here feeling shame because your wife can't read and write, but you don't read and write, so you're not even better than her.
Joyce, thank you very much.
Be grateful for what you have, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah, I wish you well. I wish you well. Sometimes the problem is not really the problem. I'm shooting you when I see you. There's a colleague here I need to shoot first thing 2024. What day is it? Fourth day? I'm killing you when I see you. Please don't. No.
Please don't.
No please in 2024. You ignored my message. You didn't even wish me a Merry Christmas. You didn't wish me a happy... Just because you wanted to avoid me.
No, I can't avoid you. You know that.
Okay, so why didn't you respond to my message?
To be honest with you.
You have a girlfriend. She's pregnant.
I wish I have a girlfriend.
You have girlfriend issues?
I wish I have a girlfriend and she's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Then I wish you that in 2024 so we could really have a problem here. It's good to see you. Happy New Year to you.
And you're looking really good.
Thank you. Am I going to see you after work?
Today?
Or it's a fight?
No, I don't want to fight this year.
I want to fight every year. Because there are humans like you that I must contend with.
No.
Are you going to be here after work?
I'll be coming intermittently. I'll be doing one or two.
You haven't even resumed work.
I've resumed. I was here till 1 a.m. or so last night. Okay. This morning, sorry.
So you may not be here when I'm done.
Yes. Well, we can talk on phone. I will call you myself. I promise. I mean, I'm telling the whole world
Lagos,
that I will call you.
So at his funeral, you bear witness that he didn't call me and I shot him. And, you know, you can't hold it against me. So I'll see you.
I'll
see you. My phone ring and it's you.
Shall we call you?
All right, good then.
Thank you.
All right, sure. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hey.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon
to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's so good to have you join the conversation. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make a remark about something you are telling a caller, live caller or the caller before the last one. Yeah, about the who doesn't read and the other.
You have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. That is actually a quote from Mark Twain. Yeah, he said that a man who doesn't read has no advantage over the one who can't read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A man who doesn't read has no advantage over the one that can't read.
Mark Twain. Thank you. All right. Got it. Thank you very much.
You're actually doing a wonderful job. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
And I've seen you a couple of times in your programs. Why are you doing two guys do the programs this year?
Oh, well, that's for my CEO to determine. That's not for me. I don't know.
It's okay. Have a nice day. Eh?
Thank you. And a happy new year to you, too.
I wish you all the same. Bless your soul.
Bless your heart.
My name is Chima Lawson. Yeah.
Welcome, Chima. And thank you for calling me.
It's okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Confessions Thursday. Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Do you have a confession? It's good to have you here.
Yes, Joyce, I beg to divert a little bit. You know, this I beg to differ. Has it ended?
Well, there's another one starting February. You want to be on it?
The one that ended, who won it, please?
I don't know the name of the person, but there's a winner. It's on our social media page, Nigeria Info FM on Instagram.
Yes, hello, a female.
I don't know. I can't remember.
You don't need to know it's me.
Why is that necessary?
I just want to know. It's nothing.
Yeah, but there's a reason you want to know. There's no qualms with you wanting to know, but why is the sex necessary?
Joyce, you have your life. I have the things that I like.
And that's no. Use Google now and check it out. Check. Just Google Nigeria Info.
Secondly, Joyce, this year you must speak Pidgin English. Other OAPs. Speak it, don't speak it.
I don't owe you that.
Yeah, you don't say, but you want me to like do the other.
It's okay, you don't have to be here.
And thirdly, Nigeria Info, please release your promos. It's too much.
All right.
Especially those that lots for brands, like all those that I bet you be fine that you play 100 times in a minute. I don't think it's necessary.
All right.
If it's the one for brands, I don't mind, you know.
Okay.
But the ones are not so important.
All right. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Lady G, I want to make a remark.
Oh, good Lord. And the remarks come. Why? What do you want to say?
You gave a very good advice to the first caller that was complaining about the wife not being able to read and write. But yeah, please, let me remind our good friend that the most important thing in marriage is peace and happiness. Don't trade it for anything. When you're wishing for something, be careful what you wish for. He's asking, he's worried the wife cannot read and write. That reading and writing may disrupt the peace and happiness in the home. Besides, the love that exists should surmount any other deficiency, and he can help that lady do better in that area where she's deficient. That's why they are complementing one another. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You know, I can imagine. I've met a few men who have had issues with smart women. Like, they want you to have brains, but not a lot of it. Because they get intimidated, or it frightens them that you have power that they don't, capacity that they do not have, and you're able to ring in or ring out their void. Like, you could speak and the void in them will echo out of their own existence, and so it threatens them. It's interesting that I've met men who, you know, one day a few years ago, a man asked me, he asked me, why do you know everything? Now, I've heard stupid questions. I've never heard anything like that before. Because in my mind, I didn't think that there was a problem with me or my appetite for. And I don't think it's out of nature to be the way that I am. But he asked me, he says, why do you know so much? It took me a while to really comprehend the question because it was so stupid. It shouldn't have come out of a human, but it did. It's like, why do you know so much? And then in my head, I thought, so is the issue here that I know too much and I shouldn't know so much? Or is the problem here that you don't know so much that even my silence makes it obvious that you're ignorant? So like, what's the problem here? Is it me or you? Yeah, you kind of know this. So, gentlemen, I think it's a good thing to want a woman who can read and write. And in the absence of, that's hardly much of a problem. I think you can encourage her to learn to read and write. If she's not interested, you can do it on behalf of the house, you know. And you raise your kids to be as you. And if you have love, I don't know what else is better than that. Confessions Thursday. Afternoon, Joyce. I have a pregnant woman and we discovered that she has fibroids. I'm scared because of what the doctor said. We had a plan before this pregnancy, but the news of fibroid and the money involved is making me contemplating suicide. What can do? Like, what can you do? Hold on a second. It's fibroid. It's not the worst thing to happen. But what did the doctor say? So can I understand I don't know. So I'm not a medical person, so I cannot quite give medical advice, but I can speak to the psychological impact of this. Why would you want to commit suicide? Like, what exactly? Is it the lack of money or just the fear of her death? But you see, you need to pretty much understand what the doctor is saying, and you have to read up about it. There are people who are able to manage fibroid. Now, it could be costly to do that, but read about it. Get some knowledge around it, as against panic and collapse into fear and be totally disabled in order that you are unable to think or find a direction in which to approach a problem. Speak to the doctor and then read about it. Gain some personal knowledge. And there are women who have had... So I think this is a good opportunity to women in 1 minute tell us what they think happens when a woman is pregnant and has fibroid and the chances. But I'm hoping the stories don't frighten the guy any further. He's already saying he's contemplating suicide. By the way, don't die. Why are you in a hurry to die? Death is coming anyways. Relax. Your day will come. All right, just relax. So if you have any tale, you have 1 minute, by the way, so compress it. Just get to the facts of the matter, what he needs to know and how it can be managed. So I think CS may work. I don't know, you know, but hey, let's hear you in 1 minute. All right, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It's Confessions Thursday. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. Go ahead. You have a confession.
Your person?
Oh, make it back then. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
You're not going to turn off the volume of your radio set?
Happy New Year, Joyce.
Okay. Remember to turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
No. I just want
Okay, wait. Just call me back then if you don't have a confession. I'm off on a break. I'll be right back.